Christ our Redeemer. For the one who sanctifies and those who are sanctified all have one Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers. Hebrews 2 verse 11. What grace that God should send his only begotten Son to become our Redeemer. What grace that the eternal Son of God should set aside his deity to be born as man and clothe himself in human flesh, without which redemption would be impossible. Unless the Creator of the universe had deigned to make himself as nothing, taking the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of men, we'd remain dead in our sins. It was only the humanity of Christ that qualified him to be the Redeemer of mankind. The angels could not redeem man, for angels are a different species, a different kind. God could not die for humanity's sin, for God is immortal and eternal. He cannot die. The qualification to become a Redeemer was recorded for us in the book of Leviticus. Only a relative was permitted to redeem a brother when he fell into financial hardship. Only a family member could become a daysman, a goel, a kinsman redeemer. Oh, a beautiful example of such a kinsman redeemer is discovered in the book of Ruth. And Boaz, the close relative of Naomi and Ruth, became their kinsman redeemer. And Boaz prefigured the Lord Jesus himself, who became our kinsman redeemer. Only a perfect member of the human race was equipped to become man's redeemer. The requirement for humanity's kinsman redeemer was a perfect man, a sinless life. Adam was made in the image and likeness of God, the created Son of the Father. But Adam sinned and lost his inheritance. He forfeited his rulership of the earth. The wages of Adam's sin were death, death for humanity, and separation from God. So death passed to all men, for that all have sinned. And all mankind was condemned. Only a perfect man, a daysman, a goel, a kinsman redeemer could save mankind. Only the perfect Son of God, manifest in the flesh, would qualify as man's redeemer. For the one who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified must all be human. For the one who sanctifies and those who are being sanctified all have one Father. That is why Jesus is not ashamed to call them brothers, saying, "I will proclaim your name to my brothers. I will sing hymns to you in the congregation." That's the church. Is this not a stupendous truth? Is this not something that should rejoice our very beings? Jesus, the one who makes people holy, and those who are made holy, that's you and me, are of the same family with the same Father. And so he's not ashamed to call us brothers. But there's more. Since we all have flesh and blood in common, Jesus also shared in these, so that through his death, he might destroy the one holding the power of death, that is the devil. And there is more. His death also freed those who were held in slavery all their lives by the fear of death. for it is clear that he doesn't reach out to help angels, but to help Abraham's offspring. And there's even more. Jesus had to be like his brothers in every way, so that he could become a merciful and faithful high priest in service to God, to make propitiation for the sins of his people. What grace that God should send his only begotten Son to be our kinsman redeemer. What grace that the eternal Son of God should set aside his deity to be born as man and clothe himself in human flesh, so that we could be redeemed by his blood.